Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Jesus is speaking. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?
Prayer has many benefits. For one thing, God delights in giving. So he wants his children, those of us who are believers, to speak with him regularly and ask for what's on our heart. He also desires to fellowship with us, which happens when we spend time alone with him. And of course, communing with God is a way we discover wisdom for living and find fullness of joy in his presence. The privilege of prayer belongs to all who have a relationship with the Heavenly Father through faith in his Son. God has also pledged to answer the sinner who asks for forgiveness and receives the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. In today's scripture passage, Jesus uses three verbs to describe prayer: ask, seek, and knock. Notice the progression in intensity from a request to a search and then to action. Prayer is more than giving God a list of wants. It involves seeking His will to guide our requests. It means knocking on doors by earnestly exploring God's counsel in His Word. Jesus assured us that we will receive, we will find, and God will open the door to blessings of His choosing. Prayer is simple, yet at times we find it hard to practice. Ask the Lord to teach you more about what happens when you speak to Him. Put into practice what you learn, and wait confidently for His answers.